fun coming up.
Melbourne Phone, this is Jack. How can I help?
Sorry, your name is?
You're speaking to Jack from Melbourne Phone Customer Support. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Dennis Williams.
Hello, Dennis. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, thanks. And yourself?
Wonderful. Good, good. Busy day.
Yeah.
How can I help?
I received the package that came through yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to send it back to you guys because apparently I'm using you as a new provider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you guys are taking that long to get to me that it's not funny. So I'm sending back this parcel to you, and I want to cancel my prescription with you guys.
No, sir, I don't think you can do that. I'm sorry to say that you can't do that. I didn't mean that. There's a reason, sir, why there's a delay. Allow me a minute to explain the reason for the delay. So basically, as per what I see here, you already have NBN with somebody else, okay? You have a phone line and an NBN. Now,
yes.
Switching over NBN from one company to another doesn't take much time. It just takes about 24 to 48 hours. It's the phone line that takes at least 12 to 14 working days. So we send a port request to your current provider. They accept it. Then we get it. So if we do not follow that process, what happens is you lose out on the number. So the number is scheduled to come over to us on the 26th of September. So only on the 26th of September, we could actually raise a request to provide you NBN. So 26th. On the 20, yes, 26th of September, the number has come over to us, 02673216669. I'll just verify that. That was the scheduled date.
Correct, yes.
And
Days later, this is the 30th, I've got no NBN, I've got no nothing.
And why don't you have NBN, sir? Because it should be working with your previous provider till the last moment.
No, it's not working. And it's been missing. Been missing for a week already.
Missing since Friday?
Yes. We have no internet at all.
So I don't know what you guys are doing. All you're doing is stuffing up the system now.
We decided to go back to Telstra.
And we decided to go back to Telstra. I was in contact with them all day yesterday. And I I don't know what company that I'm dealing with, which I didn't. I've got no email to say who the friggin' hell you were.
No information whatsoever.
And no information as to whether or not we were going over to you. Nothing.
You must have received welcome letters. You must have received activation letters. It's not possible that you've not get, you're the first customer, sir, saying that you've not received any intimation from our side, honestly.
It's absolutely correct, because all day I kept looking. We've been looking back, went back a couple of months trying to find some information to indicate that who the hell we were going over to.
So you had NBN with your previous provider?
Yes, I did. I had Wi-Fi, I had everything. I could look at anything I wanted to on the TV.
We can't get scan, we can't get...
All the information...
I don't think you had NBN.
What do you mean you don't think I had NBN?
Lot 2, 162 Hunter Street.
162 Hunter Street?
Lot 2? What's the address?
There's no lot 2.
There's no lot 2. We are specifically living in a house block at 162 Hunter Street, not lot 2.
Do you have an NBN box in the property?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Can you send me a picture of it?
I'll go in and I'll take a picture of it and I shall forward it to you.
I need, if you pull up the lid, there's actually a serial number. I don't want to see the lights on the NBN box. Can you send me a picture of the you know, the NBN box, you just need to raise, pull up the lid, you would see a serial number. Is it possible?
Yep.
I give you a mobile number?
I'm just getting out of my car now. I'm walking back inside, okay?
Sure, sir.
So,
sure.
You want to stay on the line?
Absolutely, sir. I don't want you to tell this entire story to someone else again.
Yeah, I've got this boxy that actually turned up yesterday, and I'm thinking, what the hell is it? And I'm walking. I just got to move my lounge so I can get behind there, okay? That's the Wi-Fi. And camera. You said there's a serial number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just bear with me. Bear with me. I'm not going to give you any loan, so I'm taking money. Now, get back up again. Hey? Yeah. Not that I'm worried. All right. So, and how do I forward this picture onto you? Because I'm not really...
I'll give you a mobile number, so if that's easier, sir.
All right. Okay. Hang on a minute. Yeah. Come back to the phone. Where's my pen?
Have you taken the picture, sir? You can just select share and I'll give you the number now only.
All right, okay, hang on. Like I said, I'm not really good at this thing. I'll click on there. Alright, I've got the picture, yeah, okay. Now, I'm going to forward this to you. One photo is selected. Copy photo. Add to share album. Copy photo. Oh, hang on, I'm just... It's there, that's it there. Now, I hit the arrow up to forward it to...
Okay.
We just do a copy of the photo, don't we?
No, share. Share.
Share photo.
Share.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
I've got to put his number in, probably.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. I'll
send it to Rach.
Okay. No, my partner, she's got about as much idea as I have.
No problem,
sorry,
sir. That's fine. Let me know when you're ready. I will give you the number.
Yeah, all right, okay. Just go into options. Hang on. No, that's done. All right. Add to share album. Add to album. No. Create. No. Assign. No. That's a new quick note, save to files. No, it's got to be one of them things. Now, I've taken the picture, all right? It's on the screen in front of me. And now underneath it has got AirDrop, Messages, Messenger, Note, Facebook. Well, this young man's going to give me his phone number so I can put it in there, but I don't know where to put it. All right, hang on a minute. Hang on. Okay, so once I take the picture, I'll put it in a little square frame and want to send it to... no messages, Messenger, Note. I don't know how to do it, I'll be honest. Sorry, my apologies for being such a dumbass, but I don't know how to do it.
No, absolutely.
AirDrop, Messages, Messenger, Notes, Facebook. Yeah, look, no. All right, I've got the rotten photo here, but how do I get it to you? I might have to go down and see my daughter. I'm a bit illiterate when it comes to doing this sort of stuff. If I go to... I go to Messengers, for instance. Okay, Messengers. Now give me your phone number and I'll just try it.
0450.
Okay, 0450.
29
5532. Yes. Okay. As requested. And I'm going to hit forward button and hopefully it'll get to you shortly.
Uh-huh.
I hope. It's gone via Messenger anyway. That's scary. That was the first time I'd done that.
Something's come.
I hope it's a picture of a NBN box.
NBN box. Okay, can you give me some time, sir? You were driving out, weren't you?
I was driving my vehicle down to the post office to return this to which they said to me, because my partner signed for it yesterday, technically it's delivered to me. Is that correct? Sir, is that correct or not?
Say that again.
My partner signed for that package yesterday afternoon, and Australia Post told me that technically it's been delivered to me when my partner signed for it.
I think you're referring to the modem.
I don't know what's inside the box because of...
Yes, it's a modem. It's a modem that's been delivered to the Glen Innes post office.
But like I said at the beginning of the conversation, we are now returning to Telstra. And I just wanted to know what you want me to do with this modem, because I'm not paying postage on it. Because last time I had a conversation with whoever it was, over 2 weeks ago. It'll be there tomorrow or the next day. And however, like I said, turned up yesterday afternoon. Can you verify that's an NBN box?
It is an NBN box, sir. But the strange part is it's a fixed wireless box, which means that on top of your roof or outside, you are having a dish also. This is a dish, a ODU, an external dish, like an outdoor unit. Yes.
No, we don't have a dish. My apologies.
No. This is a fixed wireless NBN, sir. You see ODU on the box, the photo that you sent me?
Oh, God, hang on. Yeah, all right, let me have a look here.
It's fixed to the wall. Inside.
It's behind my lounge here, inside.
No, this box is inside. The photo that you sent, can you see ODU and it's a red light?
Oh, I can see that now,
So ODU stands for outdoor unit, which means on your roof or maybe on your external wall, there should be a dish.
Yeah, all right, okay, yeah.
Do you have one?
I do have a dish outside,
exactly.
Yes.
Yes, I told you that. There seems to be some address mismatch, sir. This is not... address we have here is Lot 2, 162 Hunter Street.
Yeah, no. Absolutely incorrect.
Incorrect.
I can go out to the front and take a picture of the mailbox with a 162 on it if you want me to. And send it to the same address.
Okay.
You want me to do that or not?
Yeah, that would also help.
Yep, okay. Well, I'm just walking out the front and I'll take a picture of it.
Oh.
So that you're aware that we are not Lot 62. Okay, now, I don't know how we're going to go with this. All right, so, go back. We got a camera. I'm going to take a photo. Beautiful. Okay. Now. Ouch. Should have put my shoes on. Okay, so. Forward. Messenger. Sorry, you. Can you repeat your number to me again, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 04502.
04502. Yep.
95532.
95532. And I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'm just not sure whether you'll be able to make out the... if you make it bigger, you'll see that it's got 162 Hunter Street on my letterbox, besides my letterbox. How'd you go, sir?
Yeah, 162.
Yep.
Okay, sir.
So at no stage is it Lot 62?
No, not Lot 62. I was saying Lot 2, 162 Hunter Street. Is it 162 Hunter Street or just 62 Hunter Street?
No, 162 Hunter Street.
Yeah, 162 Hunter Street.
Okay,
Okay, sir.
So, are you happy with the office here? And what was, I mean,
yes,
you're not happy with not using you as a provider, but I'm just giving you evidence for what you're seeking.
And it's 2370.
2370.
Okay, sir.
That is the postcode, yes.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and your patience. However, what do you want me to do with this package? Because I'm not paying for it.
You can return it, sir.
Yeah, but if I return it, I've got to pay postage. You haven't.
Then, sir, you take it, we will send you a prepaid bag.
Sorry?
You accept it, sir, we will send you a prepaid bag.
I appreciate your time and patience and doing that for me, please. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Just persevere with me for a minute while I go and have a pee.